This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Later this hour, the perfect trade for the Tigers, according to one prominent baseball analyst. And I heard something from Wojo yesterday. I think it's the best thing on the station. And he took some shots at you. Well, he mentioned me by name. It was mostly Rieger who he was hosting with, but he mentioned me. He mentioned Valeni. He mentioned Stoney. He didn't mention you, John, but I think he lumped all of us on the station together.
No Wolverine on Wolverine crime.
And of course, conveniently left you out of it.
You got tarred and feathered enough yesterday after leaving the iPad on the plane.
Oh,
well,
yes.
Joe would have wanted to be kind.
But we'll get to that.
It's been a rough couple of weeks for me. I do want to ask you a question, and this is the mystery sports question. Mm-hmm. And we all know, right? We talk about the four major sports the most. Mm-hmm. Football, number one. And we could argue 2, 3, 4.
Whatever. We know what they are.
Basketball, baseball, right?
Yeah.
There is something, now that we have worked together for more than a year, there's a word I don't think I've ever heard you say in any way, shape, or form. And it's an event, one of the biggest events is going on right now, and that is Wimbledon. I don't know that I've ever heard you say or whisper or even reference tennis. And I'm curious, is it just you believe you're an elite sportscaster?
Because what does that even mean?
You talk about, you know, every once in a while you'll even bring up golf and yeah. and the British Open, and the majors. I know you talk about
majors.
You know, some of those a little bit, but I don't think I've ever heard you even mention. I know it's never been in your prep.
I know it hasn't.
Tennis. And I'm curious, do you just hate tennis? Or can you just not play tennis?
Well, I don't think I'd be very good at it, no. Yeah. That doesn't stop me from talking about golf or football.
Basketball, baseball.
Now that you mentioned it, just about all of them. That's not great. All right, edit that out. No, your question is, do I hate tennis?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I hate it.
Because Wimbledon's going on right now, and there are a couple of Americans that are still in it. In fact, in the women's side of things, there's an American that's in the finals.
No, I consider myself like a core four sports fan. I don't really watch a lot of like boxing or UFC. I don't watch a lot of tennis. Golf, it's just the majors.
Mm-hmm.
And tennis, it's not even the majors.
Well, I think especially now if they're going to launch, you know, the next iteration of your video game addiction.
Oh boy.
You're not going to see any of Wimbledon because it's right around the same time every year. And right now, and I mentioned it, it's Anisimova who is insight. She's the American that just took down the evil Sabalenka.
She's the Eastern European
tennis star. Yes, who threw Coco Gauff under the bus.
She's American, right? Coco Gauff?
Yes, she is, but she got eliminated early. And so there is an American woman who is in the finals, going to take on Swiatek.
I don't know any. I mean, I couldn't name more than the tennis people.
In the men's, there's obviously four left.
Federer still competing?
No, but Djokovic is.
Okay, so yes. He's part of that group. Like there was that
Djokovic
era of
is taking on Sinner today, which we just heard in the Sinner, Open, which I know
a,
you weren't. You
wasn't were. That a movie that came out recently, Sinners?
Yes, this is that's plural. This is just one Sinner.
Okay.
And we've got Taylor Fritz, who's the American, taking on the Spaniard, Alcaraz, but I like to call him Alcatraz. Okay. And so I'm just curious, do you just hate the game itself?
I don't hate
it. Is it boring to you? One of my favorite bits of all time is Stoney doing tennis on the radio.
He loves tennis, doesn't he?
Well, he does. I don't say he loves it. He likes it. And he was kind of, this is the contrast. Like Stoney would always have around like the French Open, certainly Wimbledon.
Is Nadal still competing? That's his event, the French Open, right?
He still plays, right?
I just haven't kept up with tennis. This is admittedly a blind spot.
We all have blind spots. No question about it.
What I was going to say is like we only have so much bandwidth in this, and I'm probably more into hockey than the average person. I probably watch more of baseball outside of the Tigers than the average person. I typically don't get into what I would consider the secondary sports.
Look, I don't want to pin something like you're very well prepared at your job. Oh, okay, I'm not trying to say that.
I don't care.
No, this is the interest level because I noticed something like as you came onto the morning show.
Yeah.
You've perked towards when golf things happen that we need to talk about. We talk about golf.
Yeah. Yep. But I don't do that for tennis.
I'm
you're right.
Curious
it's,
if you
this is good self scout for me. I really didn't.
I'm
realize.
Curious if you would like if like I think. Hopefully for me, and I'm a very distant fan. I don't even know if I'll watch for sure Sunday. Probably won't because I got other things going on. But if you get an Alcaraz and Djokovic final.
Oh, it's a must watch.
That's like this is the last like this is Joker's last kind of thing. Alcaraz is the guy that's probably even though he's not the one seed, he's probably getting past the torch. Right. He's going to be he's going to win 15 Grand Slams at least. Right.
Well, yeah. But, and here's why is like Djokovic was competing against Nadal and Federer.
Yeah.
So like they split all of these majors over the course of, 10, 15, 20 years. Now you've got a guy in Alcaraz who is his major competition? Who is he going to be competing against? And he may ultimately like break all the records because there's not that other dominant tennis player right now that he is facing. Okay,
I'm just curious, like, am I unique in this? Has tennis lost some cultural relevance, some star power? Like, the guys I'm referencing, you guys are laughing, aren't tennis stars anymore.
No, this is why I do think you're good at your job, because that's the question that I wanted to get to.
Okay.
For the sports fan, has tennis completely fallen off the radar? Mm. Are people watching? And if it's an Alcaraz and Djokovic final, like, does it do anything for you? Is the average sports fan, has tennis just completely fallen off the radar? Not something that you're even interested in? Because I would call golf a secondary sport. Now, more people probably play golf. I don't say more play golf than tennis, but I'm just curious, is tennis falling off the radar for our listeners?
How long has it been since Serena competed?
I think her last major was in 2017. Now, she competed after that, but I think that was her last major.
Nothing post-COVID, damn. That's
so, like, the thing would be, like, if we did a topic, best athletes under 25, and somebody called in with Carlos Alcaraz, would you have known who that is? It wasn't that big of a blind spot, was it?
I think I'd by process of elimination, I would know he's not one of the core four.
Right,
he's
yeah.
He's not
so,
a golfer.
Yeah.
He's more Googled than any Carlos right now.
Okay, who's like the second ever. Most Googled Carlos?
But when you put Carlos into Google, then Santana comes next, which is the guitarist.
Yes,
you know,
I know that.
Musician. You know, you know yes. Carlos, not the Indian. Guardian. I'll never get that right. Yeah. Never.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So the question is tennis falling off the cultural plate? Because you only have so much room on that plate these days.
Right.
And it's not all filled with sports. I mean, you make fun of me with the video games, but people have lives outside of this stuff, too. And
right.
if tennis isn't part of that viewing, it's not on the agenda for you.
And I'd take it even one step further. Like, why has it fallen off? And has technology completely ruined the viewability of tennis? Because, and maybe it's not so much for women's tennis. Now, The Williams sisters, they had an unbelievable serve. Like, it was sometimes impossible to return. But in the men's side, with the rackets and the development that has happened, whether it's strings, it's rackets, it's the technology, you get a 140-mile-an-hour serve, and it's almost you're unable to return it. And so it can become a little bit boring in watching the men's. Women's maybe a little bit more interesting because there's more volleys. There's more back and forth.
Like golf, the drive has taken over golf.
Yeah,
the power.
And you hit yourself out of the trouble. In tennis, you don't have to volley. The character of both sports isn't quite where it used to be. I also think the personalities. Tennis used to be loaded with personalities.
Well, that's what I was going to say. For me, as not even a casual, I need the name, the anchor, the star power. And I think a lot of that has left tennis. And that doesn't mean it won't, you know, rebound. I just don't know who these people are. They'll win tournaments. Someone's going to stack five or six Wimbledons.
So for in terms of star power, it just needs to be more Americans that are winning it for you.
Not necessarily. Like, Nadal's not a thing anymore, right? He wasn't an American. I knew who Nadal was. I knew when the French Open came around that, like, there just became guys that you knew were going to be staples. And I don't feel like there are as many staples. Golf went through this a little bit post-Tiger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who were the staples? And some guys have bubbled up, nobody to Tiger's level, but at least there's some guys that you can root for or against. Rory is one of those guys people would root for or against. Bryson DeChambeau, you root for or against.
Yeah.
Who are the tennis stars that people have big-time rooting interests in? There aren't as many of them as there used to be. I say that as someone who doesn't have those to anchor me to the sport right now.
Right. I think Djokovic is
he's
kind of a
there.
Polarizing guy.
Yeah.
But I think he's... I don't want to say he's mellowed in the last couple of years, but he hasn't been as polarizing as he was. He was a very vocal guy. He was a guy that just people loved to hate. And now that there's not that rivalry between him and Federer, him and Nadal, like there's really not that. That's why if he ends up playing Alcaraz in the final,
you start to build the legacies.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, right now you don't have a real big rivalry. And like when you had Federer and Nadal, I know they played like it was 2008, an unbelievable match at Wimbledon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like it captured me. I was flipping around and I ended up watching the whole match. I'm just wondering if something like that would ever happen with you. Like,
currently, no. I have no plans. I didn't know Wimbledon's final was Sunday.
You don't do breakfast at Wimbledon?
I don't.
Where are you doing breakfast at on Sunday?
That's amazing.
But I have a better. I couldn't tell you what month the French Open's in. Like, I know the calendar for golf. You know, I know the Masters is going to be in April, and I know they flipped it around a little bit. But you know, the British Open's going to be in July, I couldn't tell you when Wimbledon or the Australian Open typically fall.
I'm curious about the sports fans. Like, do you as well not know when these are? And I don't necessarily know you need to exactly know. Like what month Wimbledon is in, or, you know, but you kind of know the time of year. But when it happens,
Yeah.
Are you even like, so one of the great things that I was able to do on vacation, especially since I was in Pacific Coast time in Vegas, you wake up and you're watching baseball at 10:40.
Yeah.
And Wimbledon was on from the moment I woke up until, you know, 2 or 3 because of the time change and when they're playing.
Some of this might be that my read is that the audience doesn't care enough about tennis that I need to watch Wimbledon on Sunday, because I don't feel like for this job on Monday I need
to watch.
It's not
going to be a hot topic.
I know, like U.S. Open, I want to see this epic finish, and it may be something we talk about. Let us know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk-off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.